Hello, everybody. It's Jenny Jordan, your wellness and life strategist. I'm here to guide you on your next life adventure. From mindset to self-care and everything in between, my job is to break it down for you. So sit back, relax, and let's get started. Hey, everybody. I just wanted to pop in here quickly to tell you the purpose of this podcast is to educate, inspire, and entertain you. I wanted to clarify that I am not a practicing psychologist or a medical doctor. So if you are experiencing any medical concerns or conditions, to please speak to your medical professional. So let's get back to the podcast. Hello, everybody. What's up? What's new and exciting with you? I am super stoked to be here because I want to talk to you about something a little bit, you know, not different, but a little bit exciting today. So for the last, I don't know, what's the date today? The 15th. It's Wednesday, the 15th. I have been involving myself in a challenge. And this challenge is, well, I signed myself up for this mental, a 30-day walking challenge. That's right, walking. Literally getting my ass outside and walking. So I was like scouring the app store to find an app that I can use to chart my miles. Well, unbeknownst to me, I have, you know, apps on my phone that I literally don't even use half the time. So my Apple Watch is the Nike version. So I was like, oh, well, what kind of things that are on my watch? Though I know I have the apps that I can use with my Apple Watch, but I didn't know that I could use the Nike Run app. I literally thought it was for running. So I was like, well, walking is kind of running, just really slow. So I like re-downloaded it because I deleted it because like homegirl does not run at all. Like this does not run, look like Phoebe from Friends when I run. So I downloaded it. I was like, wow, the interface is really cool and it connects to my Apple Watch. So I took it out for a spin and there it connects to Apple Music. Well, it's freaking glorious. So I digress. So I have been charting my miles since I have been doing this since the first. It's been raining. I hate walking in the rain. Y'all know that everything chafes. So it's terrible. But I have been steadily increasing my miles as the weeks have been going on. And what is super fun about walking is one, I get to see all my neighbors and I wave at them. But two, it's about getting outside and just working on my mental health. And, you know, since May is Mental Health Awareness Month, it is just breaking the monotonous schedule that I have. You all know that I'm like crazy schedule girl and I love everything to be perfect and timed and scheduled and time blocked and white noise and all this other blah, 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 blah. But I get up in the morning and I really hustle my ass to get outside and walk. But I learned a few things about walking. One, I literally put on these gigantic headphones. So when I'm walking, people don't try to chat with me because they know I'm on a excursion and don't talk to me. Because I found out when I put my like in earbuds, people would be like, oh, hey, or they would try to stop me. No, like I'm hustling. I'm trying to beat my times from before and I'm trying to get shit done so I can like get this done and move on with my day. That's not normally what I'm like for exercise, like a slow, steady wins the race, but I am like hauling ass when I'm out there. So I have these really nice Soundcore headphones, literally got them for like $40 on Amazon. Message me, I'll send you promo codes or just check my affiliates, they're on there because I love them that much. I actually reached out to them. I'm like, these things are badass, love them. And I have them on transparency mode so I can hear everything that's going on around me. So cars, people talking, I can still hear you while my music's on. So have my headphones on. I am hauling ass. I am like literally doing like 14 minute miles. Like people run a 14 minute mile. I am like walking a 14 minute mile because I have such long legs. So I'm talking so fast. I'm so excited about this. But what is so fun about getting out and walking is these three things. One, it is low impact on your joints. It is not like running. It is not like all this. It's not impacting on my joints. I actually, my husband, I love him dearly. He bought me a new pair of sneakers and I love them. They're like Brooks Adrenalines. I love them. They're like black and they're blue and they're like neon green. They're super fun and they're super comfy and they fit my feet well. And I am just loving how they make all my joints feel really good. So walking is that low impact on your body. So when you are walking, your stride is comfortable, your knees are comfortable, everything is just moving in the right direction. Also, with walking, it is good for your mental health. You're getting outside, you're getting fresh air. Granted, the pollen is high AF outside. So yes, I use my nasal sprays in the morning, my saline rinse, Flonase if you have it. You know, that's not any diagnosis or anything. I have it from my allergist, you know, just to protect and stuff. And when I do come home, I nasal rinse again or a neti pot just to get the pollen out. Drink lots of water just to like push the pollen out of your body. But it is so nice to get outside, get fresh air, see pets. I am like a window looker. Like I feel like a stalker with a peeping toms from afar. But I love to look at other people's dogs when they come to the windows or the doors, because we have this thing in town. There is a little pet paw on people's mailboxes to notify the, the mailman, that there's a dog at the house. So when I walk past a mailbox with a pet paw and I was like, oh, they have a pet. And usually the people aren't home. So the pets are like running to the window and they're barking and this, that, and the other thing. So I know what these houses have, these like small angry dogs. And they're like, raw, 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 and it's like hilarious. So I just like wave at the dogs. I am that person that literally waves at like animals. And then there's like this one that has this really big floofy dog and it just lays in the window. And there's this one cat on a cat hammock. And oh my God, they're so hilarious. And then I always see this one guy, he's walking with his dog. So I just wave at him, no conversation because I got my headphones on. So it's just really nice to get outside and know everybody who has all these like animals. I am not looking in other people's windows. I'm not peeping Tom, but it's just fun to kind of see all the animals and stuff. But I tell you, my route is full of hills. I live on a hilly area. So it's just like I am hauling ass up these hills. I am sweating. I am literally needing some kind of like sweatband or something when I walk because I am just sweat, which is good. That's part of exercising. And the last thing is, this is exercise. This is getting your cardiovascular up. This is getting your blood pumping. This is getting your muscle moving. This is what is meant to be done. People don't think walking is exercise. And I was like so bummed when I heard like this podcast from like Ed Milet and some other doctor, like walking is not exercise. Bitch, let me tell you, as an athlete, my route, come walk with me at a 14 minute mile and tell me that that is not exercise. These curbs are not level. It's like hiking. And it's hard. It's literally hard. It's literally fast. Keep up with me. And you tell me that's not exercising. Because when I get home, I am pouring, soaking wet. I sit on the back porch and I take like 5 minutes to decompress because I am soaking wet. And usually I have to get a shower because I'm so sweaty. I am more sweaty from doing the 3 to 5 miles of my walk than I am from an hour and a half exercising at the gym. So riddle me that, Batgirl. So anybody that's going to tell me that my walk is not exercise, I challenge you on that. So I just wanted to tell you that that's why this 30-day challenge has been so exciting for me. I didn't think I could get this much aerobic workout from a walking activity. But what is so challenging is that I have to watch the weather, I have to watch my schedule, I jam it in between things. But sometimes it is just really nice that I literally wake up and I'm like, I can't wait to go for a walk. I can't wait to get outside. And as my husband is saying, he's like, oh, your freckles are coming out. I'm fair skinned and with freckles and stuff like that. So my freckles are coming out. It's just nice to get some vitamin sun, you know, wear your sunscreen. I have some like new sunscreen that I'm trying out. And my nose gets really red. I don't know about you all. I know I got to go to the dermatologist and have my skin checked out again, but wear your sunscreen. Be smart about your body. But it's been a fun adventure. And I challenge anybody else. Like, it doesn't have to be 30 days. It could be 1 week. It could be 2 weeks. It could be 6 months. I don't really care. Get outside. Get your ass moving. Exercise. People think that you need to go to the gym to exercise. I am proving myself wrong that literally I have been challenged by this 30-day challenge, challenging myself. How many times can I say challenge in a sentence? I have been pushing myself on this 30-day adventure and it's really kicking my ass. And having all the data and looking at it and my heart rate and my miles and this, that, it's been fun. So tell me if you're up for it. I love to talk to you about it and what you're doing and how it's changing your body and your mental health and your wellness and all your other stuff, because sometimes it's the simple things that we need to do to make ourselves a little bit better. So I love you all so big. I hope you learned something from my own personal adventures, and hit me up on social medias, because I would love to hear if you are doing this challenge with me. So, mwah. Take care, and take care of yourself.